The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And so let's start our build-up to Saturday's big game between Ireland and Wales, which could be defining for our Six Nations chances. Wales, of course, narrowly defeated against England at Twickenham, where we have to go on the final day, which could be a Grand Slam opportunity for us if we're able to beat the Welsh. And in recent years, that has not been guaranteed. Now, Paul Wallace is with us as usual, but I'm delighted Shane Williams is with us as well. He's in Dublin today because of a Guinness event, and we'll get a word out of that later. But Shane, Warren Gatland against Ireland has a fantastic record. What is it about Warren Gatland's ability to get the best out of Welsh teams? At this stage, he's been there long enough for you to be able to give us an opinion on that.
Yeah, well, obviously, I worked with Warren from 2008, and I don't know, it just gives you the confidence, really. I think it does, you know, sometimes it's just, you just need that one win, and then you have someone like Warren Gatland who can install this confidence saying, look, we can go to Dublin, we've done it before, we've done it in 08 on his first attempt out here for the Triple Crown. And then he just gives the player self-belief, and whereas in the past, you know, Dublin can be has been a very daunting place for me personally to come and win. Did it I didn't do it very often as a player, really. So it's all about mind games with Warren.
Is he a psychologist more than a coach?
He's both. He's both. He definitely installs his confidence in his players. You know, he gave it to, you know, against England last week, even despite Eddie Jones getting all the time there on the telly. It was with Warren. He just remained calm. He told the lads, look, we've beaten them in the World Cup. We've done this. We can win this game. Don't panic. Don't worry about Eddie Jones. He's panicking. He's panicking about what we've got here. We can go up and win. And they, you know, okay, they didn't win, but they almost did it. And sometimes that's all you need. As players, it's a fine line between winning and losing. But if you've got a general, you've got someone, a leader, that can really install this confidence in you and tell you, look, you'll be telling the boys this week, look how many times you've been to Dublin and what we've done over the last few years. All right, they've got Sexton, they've got Murray, they've got a good team, but you know, we don't fear these guys. We can really win this match, and we can still go on and win the Six Nations, and he'll still be installing that into the boys.
Paul Wallace, you played under Warren Gatland when he was Ireland coach. Did he have that effect on you and your teammates, getting you to perform perhaps a little bit better than perhaps you might otherwise have done?
Yeah, well, his first game with us in 98, we should have beaten France, and they'd only scored after the 78 minutes, I think, to win that game in Paris, which would have been the first time in a long time, and we played France off the pitch. And the difference when we were going through a very poor period at that stage in Irish rugby was a couple of new faces in. Gatty's always happy enough to take a chance on some guys coming through. I think it was the likes of Andy Ward and Mal O'Kelly, people like that at the time. And of course, he was the man who brought in Brian O'Driscoll latterly when he was a very young player and very inexperienced. So Gordon Darcy as well. So he's always happy to take a bet on players that he sees a lot of talent in and throw them in. If they're good enough, they survive. But also, I think, yeah, there are mind games there. He likes to think outside the box. Of course, there's the 15-man mauls and things like that. But so he does bring some of those concepts. But I think where he's at best, though, is when he's got a good coaching structure below him for more of the technical stuff, whether it be back play, defence coach, you know, set pieces. And as an overall ringmaster, that's where I think he really comes into his own. And
but he's
great at also winding people up, as you alluded to there, Shane.
Yeah, but he also does change his style, doesn't he, according to the circumstances? I mean, he would have been criticised for this sort of bish-bash-bosh approach of Warren Ball, but that seems to have evolved in recent years.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes down to the coaches he has underneath him. You know, I know in Wales, Rob Howley would have maybe got a fair bit of criticism about that as well, not just Warren Gatland. And, you know, playing to their strengths, a very big physical back line when you had Jamie Roberts, George North, these sort of players. So I think that was one thing. You know, you do play to your strengths. I think Gatty would have seen, you know, just the way they played for the Lions against New Zealand. And this is the way forward, this offloading game. And when you look at how well the Scarlets have been going, you know, you can see why they've sort of adjusted to this offloading game, which makes it you know, very difficult side to call. You know, when you play that sort of higher risk game, it can really go your way, it can really go against you. One thing I'm delighted for is they don't have Shane Williams on the side, but they do have Steph Evans playing that sort of game. I think he's been we haven't quite seen the best from him yet in the Six Nations, but he's been pretty close, and he'd be one player need to keep an eye on. And of course, George North might come into reckoning as well. And if they do play that offloading game and get time and space, they're a lethal side. And I think you'll see Gatti trying to stick with that. That seems to be the way they're looking to play the game now.
Mm. Yeah, Shane, is he going to reintegrate Lee Halfpenny, George North, Liam Williams into the team this week? And he's got some big selection calls to make now that all these players are fit and available again.
Yeah, he's got a big headache, hasn't he? Which is great to have. Before the Six Nations, we were panicking about the injury list that we had and, you know, how were we going to compete against the likes of England and Ireland? And, you know, we were almost forced into picking a majority of the Scarlet boys to start it against Scotland, and it worked. It was almost a blessing in disguise, really. Look, I don't want anyone to be injured, but bringing these guys in, they played an open, expansive game. They played with tempo. They scored tries, and they looked really dangerous. And at times against England, they were very much the same. And so all of a sudden, we have strength in depth. We've got Liam Williams back now, played against for Saracens on the weekend and scored. George North, who I probably see George being involved before Liam Williams because he's had a little bit more game time. And Lee Halfpenny's recovered from the foot infection he had. I spoke to him on the weekend. So
he's there to kick the goals.
He's there to kick the goals, and he was there against Scotland when we needed him to get the points going and get the confidence up. So we're very blessed in the back three at the moment, and it would be very difficult now to drop the likes of a Stephen Evans, who's been one of the consistent performers. Josh Adams is still young, you know. Perhaps George North may give way for a George North to bring a bit more experience into the team against Murray and Sexton, who are going to kick the leather off it on the weekend, and obviously Lee Halfpenny, when you know you need a 3-pointer from 40, 50 yards just to keep you in the game or just to put you ahead, may be the option.
Okay, but do you have it at out half in the absence of Dan Biggar? I'm not going on Eddie Jones asking that.
No, it's a difficult one because the funny thing is that Patchell, who's been playing 10 for Wales, has been playing 15 for the Scarlets, and Anscombe, who's been playing 10 for the Blues, has been playing who played 15 has been playing 10 for the Blues. So it's a difficult one, really. I think, you know, Patchell was always up against it against England. Eddie Jones really, you know, went to town and made it very difficult for him. England put him under pressure. The line speed was quick and didn't give him any time on the ball. But I think, you know, I think Patchell probably is the man for the job with Priestland and Biggar out. You know, he's played with Gareth Davis as well, so they're very familiar together.
So do you feel that Wales may be marginal favourites coming into this game?
I don't think they're favourites. I've already heard that we've got a 10-point head start, and I'll take that all day long, thank you very much. But I think, you know, Ireland playing at home, you know, Six Nations, you love playing rugby.
Joe Smith has not lost a Six Nations match at home, but he has drawn some, and he's made that an issue. Now, that and the Sean O'Brien thing, how much in Wales has been made of Sean O'Brien's criticisms of Warren Gatland after the Lions tour?
As soon as it came out, a lot of people are scratching their heads, really. You know, why were the comments brought out when they were brought out? Obviously, it was a relatively successful Lions tour. Obviously, Sean wasn't happy. However, Sean was heavily involved as well. So it's quite a strange one, really. But, you know, it was news for about 48 hours. And then, you know, there was something else that comes up in rugby union, especially
in
Wales.
I'm sure somebody will bring it up this week.
it's been brought up a few times, I can assure you. But I'd like to think that you know, that doesn't play any part in what Warren does this week. I think he's big enough, he's old enough now to realise that, you know, it being a rugby coach is tough. You're going to take sticks sometimes, but it's how you bounce back from it, really. And, you know, seeing Warren the last couple of weeks, he's in high spirits, he's enjoying the Six Nations. All right, disappointed we lost against England. But he seems to have this air of confidence that he has,
that's,
and he's installing the players.
That's the worrying thing, Paul, isn't it? They seem quietly confident, the Welsh, coming here for the weekend.
Yeah, and they should be. You know, I thought that second half against England, there was some excellent English defence, but they did enough to win the game, and they played all the rugby. And I would have written off Wales to win the Six Nations with the injury list at the start of the season, but I've been very impressed with how they've gone about their business. I do think Scotland were quite poor down in Cardiff, but I thought that second half against England in particular really showed that they've developed their game even further, and which we're looking at these other experienced players coming back into the fold for the latter stages, that they now really have a strong side, and I think they'll see it as nothing to lose coming here to Dublin.
Paul, what about us? Gary Ringrose has been called into the training squad this week, despite the fact he hasn't played for, I think, 9 weeks at this stage. Do you think it's because it's Wales and because we're not playing Scotland this week that there may be a temptation on the part of Joe Schmidt to say, let's try it, let's go for the more experienced centre, as Ringrose is, the perhaps better centre than Chris Farrell?
I think for balance with Aki, you know, Ringrose is your guy. Attacking wise, you know, we probably lack someone with his sort of pace, his stepping ability as well, out in those outside channels. And also, if Wales are going to play that wide game, not this direct game we've seen maybe years ago from Wales, that you want someone with pace defensively. You know, you've got Aki and Farrell, big physical players, but do they have the quick feet defensively to try and marshal the threat from Wales out wide? So I think that is something. Look, this could be just called into the squad looking ahead to the Scottish game with Ringrose. It seems a little bit early to commit him. I'd still be surprised if Ringrose made it, but again, I haven't seen him train, so it'll all be down to if he's looking sharp enough. I'd expect Joe Schmidt maybe to have a fair look at him, but for me, it's normally with Joe Schmidt. He'll have wanted someone there for 3-4 weeks, you know, and really immersed into what they're trying to do, and I think it will be Farrell to start.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you who's going to win the match on Saturday, Shane, but I'm going to ask you who's going to win the Six Nations.
Oh,
which is my way of asking you who's going to win the match on Saturday.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah, nice tiptoeing around that one. Look, I think it's a massive game this week, obviously, but the England,
Wales have to win it.
Wales have to win, and you know they've got to come here with the positive attitude that they've probably had throughout the tournament so far. Even against England when they were up against it and losing. But I think the huge game is Ireland and England. And it's, you know, obviously England, for me, going into the Six Nations with the favourites. And now that they've beaten Wales and they've got Ireland in Twickenham, I think it'll be England for me.
OK, by the way, have you met Paddy Cullen?
No.
Do you know who Paddy Cullen is? Whose pub you're taking over in Dublin for Guinness this
weekend?
I
know where his pub is, and I know where I'll be on Saturday night, I can tell you.
If you meet him, ask him about a fellow called Mikey Sheehy, will you?
Right, I will. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Shane Williams, for joining us. I'm Paul Wallace. Shane has taken with Guinness promotion, taken over Paddy Cullen's pub in Ballsbridge this weekend, been renamed for a couple of days for the match.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.